What if the reason rigorous AI risk content doesn't go viral is simply that no one with serious resources has actually tried? Projects like Please Don't Kill Us are betting on a theory that the attention economy requires simplification, that rigorous arguments can't break out of niche communities, and that the right move is to recruit charismatic creators and let them distill the message for reach. The theory has a prior assumption built into it, that depth-first content can't work on these platforms. That assumption has not been tested against the available evidence. What does depth-first content actually do on modern platforms? Science communicators have spent the last decade demonstrating that genuinely difficult material, quantum mechanics, Gödel's incompleteness theorems, the mathematics of neural networks, the long-run consequences of existential catastrophes, can reach audiences of millions if the production quality is high and the framing is compelling. The ceiling for complex content is not where the AI risk world tends to assume it is. What has the AI risk world actually tried in short and medium form? The primary modes are long-form essays on niche platforms, multi-hour podcast appearances, and conference talks. These reach the already converted. The high-production, well-resourced attempt to put the actual core arguments, orthogonality, instrumental convergence, the difficulty of value specification, into tight 8-minute YouTube videos with compelling visuals has not happened at scale. That experiment remains unrun. What would it actually look like to run that experiment? It looks like the Kurzgesagt treatment of instrumental convergence, like a 3 blue 1 brown style walkthrough of what value specification means in practice, like a tight, well-produced video that doesn't abstract away the argument but makes its logical structure legible without flattening it. None of these exist at the production level that would make them competitive with what the best science communicators are doing on the same platforms. The argument that they can't work hasn't been made because the attempt hasn't been made. What is the cost if the premature bet is wrong? The simplification-first strategy optimizes for something measurable – follower counts, engagement, reach – at the cost of something harder to measure. Whether the people reached have an accurate model of the risk. If rigorous depth-first content could have reached the same audiences with the right production, then the epistemic quality of the conversation could have been higher at the same scale. That opportunity doesn't recur. The missing experiment is not exotic or expensive. It requires treating AI risk communication the way the best science communicators treat physics or mathematics, as a challenge of exposition, not a requirement of simplification. The claim that depth can't go viral should be tested before it's treated as settled policy. The simplification trade-off is an empirical claim, not a discovered fact. Right now, it's being treated as the lesson without the test having been run. That is not a small assumption to build a movement on.